It's time to head to the phone line and bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So CC Sabathia punched his ticket to Cooperstown last night.
Is he going on a bus?
He's going to go on a bus, a plane, a train, a car, whatever. Member of the 3,000 Strikeout Club. The only question is, what hat will be enshrined in? Cleveland or?
DPW, maybe.
The Yankees. Well, he won a World Series for each of them.
For who?
What?
Who did he win a World Series for besides the Yankees?
Didn't he win with Cleveland?
No.
All right, well, then it's a definite going in as a Yankee.
I thought the Marlins beat Cleveland.
Marlins beat the Yankees.
And Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Unless I'm wrong, I don't think he ever won a World Series in Cleveland.
Yeah, you might be right. Maybe I'm thinking because he did so good in getting Milwaukee into the playoffs. Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but, and they didn't win either.
No, but the only reason they got in because he went like 7-0 with an ERA of 1.something the last seven games that he pitched for them. Mm-hmm. But I think I got confused, which is the story of my life.
There you go.
Confused. Well, anyways, I didn't watch any sports yesterday. It seems the older I get, I go into New York for what I have to do, and I don't get back till 4:30. And Mike, last night, Heidi showed up to walk my dogs around 6 o'clock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, Mike, I'm in my reclining chair out, and it's like 9:30. I got to get up and go to bed.
I understand.
I just went. So the only thing I saw when I got up this morning was the about sports. Was what happened at the Warriors. I mean, they're playing old-time basketball in their series against Houston. It's just a physically tough series. It's amazing. And I'm not I'm not a basketball fan. I'm not a big, but the videos I saw throw back to the old days. I mean, except now they can walk three times before they dribble the ball. But
they take 8 steps.
But it was just it was back to the old physical games that we used to see. So anyways.
Maybe that's why they're all crying. The refs aren't doing their job.
Yeah, probably. And anyway. So where do you want to go in sports?
So a real sport, baseball.
All right.
The Mets got that tremendous closer back into their clubhouse, Familia. So he blew the game yesterday. Luckily, the Mets went to extra innings and came away with a win 4-3. But Familia in the 6.28 ERA should still be in Oakland, Minnesota, Tuscaloosa, anywhere but New York, because he is a roach. He is absolutely awful. And all he does is come in and pour gasoline on fires. But despite him, the Mets came out with a win against Cincinnati yesterday. After that, the Yankees playing out in Arizona. They came up against a decent pitcher yesterday, and lo and behold, they only get one run. Greinke pitched against them yesterday, went 7 2/3, scattered 5 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Yankees lose 3-1. Like we said, they've been playing against some less than good teams without good pitching. Last time they came up against good pitching was when they played the Astros, and they got swept in Houston, and they lost yesterday to Arizona 3-1. So the Yankees are playing well, but they need to get their regular players back if they're going to make any kind of serious noise, because when they come up against good pitching, they do not fare very well.
No, absolutely.
A lot of games got canceled because of rain yesterday, and I mentioned the day before how Verlander lost the three-hitter by giving up one home run. Well, Houston came out with a vengeance last night and whitewashed Minnesota 11-0.
Oof.
Good team.
That's a beating.
Good team.
Was it in Houston or was it in?
In Minnesota.
Wow, that's even better.
Yep. And believe it or not, the Red Sox are on a winning streak. They won yesterday 5-1, beating Oakland again.
I told you that win against Oakland was a big win for them. All you need is to get one under your belt to start something, really.
Well, you can't win two before you win one.
Yeah.
But what the Red Sox need, and they're not going anywhere unless it happens, Sale has to start winning games.
Yeah.
You can't have your ace be an ofer.
Yeah.
They got to start winning games. They won 6 out of their last 4, which is a step in the right direction. But they got to get Sale on track. If he's not winning, they're not going anywhere. And like I said, with the Yankees yesterday, it happens. You know, you have to be good pitching. The Yankees lineup's predominantly made up of minor leaguers. And Greinke's a top-flight pitcher. He's going to beat teams like that.
Yeah, well, the Yankees have been doing what they have to do. And
I mean, to their credit, they're winning. They won 9 out of their last 10. They're doing great. It's, you know, you got to get the regular guys back if they're going to make a run. And they'll get them back, and they have to produce. But the young kids, they kept them in this race. If the young kids didn't do the job and they went the other way and lost 9 out of their last 10, their record would be really ugly. But the kids have produced.
Yeah, what the Yankees have to do is tread water till everybody comes back. That's what they can't.
They're doing better than that.
Yeah, they are doing better than that. So it's interesting to watch. All right, where else in sports? Where else do we go?
I don't know. Everything else is basketball. Hockey tonight starts again for the Islanders. Last night, Columbus beat Boston 2-1. Those road victories really mean a lot. And last night, San Jose won on the road, and they took the lead 2-1 against Colorado. Columbus is playing really good. Boston's back is up against the wall. Game 4 is in Columbus. Columbus wins that game. Boston's going to be going home. Colorado's in a must-win after this. They're at home for Game 4. If San Jose takes Game 4 in Colorado, that one's over. And for the Islanders to have any kind of chance at all, a puncher's chance or whatever you want to call it, they have to win tonight. They don't win tonight, clean out the Coliseum, the season's over.
All right. Those no truer words have ever been spoken.
Hockey's different.
Yep.
Hockey's different. You can't lose on the road in hockey. Yeah. You lose on the road in hockey, it's all. I'm sorry. You can't lose at home in hockey. Yeah. You lose at home, you have very little chance to win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Changes the whole dynamic because it's a series when you lose at home.
Yep.
And they're short, tough series. Even when they're 7-game series, they're tough. But that's why I always say the National Hockey League, people don't appreciate it.
Best playoffs of all.
Well, not only that.
You know, I'm a baseball fan, but
they go through
hockey's tops.
They go through what?
82 games.
82 games in the regular season. And then you basically add another season on there. If you're going to win the Stanley Cup,
you have to play up to another 28 games.
That's it. It's. I'm telling you, I think it's the toughest sport that way that there is. There is no other tougher one. So,
it is. I truly believe that. And the Derby draw came out yesterday. Couple horses got some bad draws that might have had a shot, and we'll start going over that tomorrow with Oaks Day. Tomorrow's Thursday, so we'll do the Friday races tomorrow, and we'll do some Saturday races on Friday, and tell Pat to start doing that rain dance because I need rain Saturday.
I got
to get out of this baseball game somehow.
I think that's the one day that you're not going to get rain.
Yeah, but my field floods, so.
Hopefully you get a lot of rain on Friday evening.
It rains like heck Friday.
All right. I'll find out. I'll speak to Pat in just a few minutes and find out.
Put in a good word for me, huh?
Will do, Mike. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.